Blog Talk Radio.
Superstar, how's it going out there this weekend, man? I know a lot of competitors around Georgia took the weekend off, but they're waiting for Greenwood, which is coming this week. Greenwood's going to be a loaded down competition. It's over 80 teams, more teams than Greenwood, South Carolina, has ever been there. Of course, last year, a lot of bull barbecue just came through South Carolina and just won them all. And so we'll be looking forward to seeing what's going to happen this weekend. But, man, start a new section on the website, Barbecue Seafood. We want to try to get more videos, more information on barbecue and fish, shrimp, scallops, lobster, any kind of barbecue seafood that there is. Now, we ran across a website called Seafood Source, and I was really surprised by it. And they've got three category lists, folks, which really surprised me. And the three category lists are seafood that's okay to eat, that you should eat, seafood that you might want to eat with caution, and then seafood that you need to avoid completely. And I was kind of shocked. So they got like a red light section of seafood. They're saying that you should not eat at all. And the website is Sea Choice, www.seachoice.org, S-E-A, Choice, C-H-O-I-C-E.org, for healthy oceans. Now, let me read some of the seafood that you're supposed to completely avoid. Red and black grouper, market names Miro or sea bass, U.S. South Atlantic, wild black sea bass, potential vertical line, hand line, hydraulic or electric bottom line, long line, and spear fishing. Albacore tuna, canned white tuna, long fin. American pollance, American shad, Atlantic cod, all Atlantic cod, according to this list, Atlantic flatfish. It's got 15 pages. I just read you one page. Fish to be avoided, weak fish, white hake, white traveler, widow rockfish, yellow eye. It's in alphabetical order, so as you can see, yellow eye tuna, yellow eye rockfish. I've got links on all three of the barbecue seafood pages, so if you go on to it, check it out. I don't know if it's because of levels of mercury or what's going on right there with the barbecue seafood, but I found that to be pretty interesting. And, you know, seafood is something big that you can barbecue, and it's healthy. You know, the thing is, there's really three types of fish. There's fish that are like regular steak, you know, the regular like beef, and that would be like salmon, tuna, swordfish. But then there's seafood that got a medium strength, and the reason you're worried about the strength is you put them on the grill and they fall apart and fall through the grate and actually get on the charcoal and just totally disintegrate. Now, you know, they've got these metal things that fold in half that you could put on, put a piece of fish that falls apart real bad, stick it in there, put the metal over it, and you never really have to get a spatula and try to turn it over or a fork. You just turn the metal thing over upside down, back and forth, and it will protect your delicate fish from falling through the grate. So you can do that on your more delicate fish. I know that trout and flounder and that kind of stuff, you know, as soon as you put it on the grill and it's getting hot, it's going to fall all apart. And, you know, a lot of people like to put butter, lemon juice, lime juice, a lot of those citric acid-y type juices on their fish. You know, I didn't know if you knew that or not, but people like citric acid. But where is Daryl? Where is my sign? I'm not sure where it's at. I know it went to Covington, West Virginia. That might have been 2 weeks ago. Might have been last week. I don't know where he's at now. I hope they pass him on. Was wanting to make it to the West Coast, but they're wanting to hang it out on the East Coast for a while. And we'll have to see what happens with where is Daryl? Where is Daryl? If anybody knows, number to call is 347-202-0263. I want to make a big shout-out to Pirate 50 Signs, to my main man, Dale Wilson, the only true pirate that we know of that's in pharmacy. I mean, not in pharmacy, in barbecue. Pirate 50, he is a real pirate. I'm liable to shiver your timbers. But, boy, can he make some signs. And, you know, I'm going to challenge everybody to get out there, get you some signs made. If you got a barbecue team, get you a sign made. Got your restaurant, you need to decorate it. Pirate 50 is the way to go, I tell you. Dale Wilson could dress up a restaurant. You know, get him to make a 3-4-6-foot mural to put somewhere on one end of your restaurant with your insignia on it, of course, or, you know, whatever you decide you want to put. Now, folks, he'll add a lot of character, and there'll be something that'll be visually catchy. I mean, he's got this paint that's got a lot of glitter in it, and he's able to bring the details. Now, I tell you, he made me a sign, and it's scary resemblance. I mean, I look down there, and it looks just like me. I mean, it looks like me. I mean, hell yeah. I'm what? You know, old Daryl is making his way across the country. That's for sure. And we're excited about it. We're trying to do the Daryl Mass National Sign Tour across the country so Pirate 50 can get some notoriety and people can see. And now, there's a lot of barbecue contests that have, it's metal flake paint. That's right. So Pirate 50 can get noticed a little bit. More people can cash in. Because I've been to competitions with my cameras. You know, I go up there and I'm trying to decide who to interview. And, you know, the Georgia boys, they got a real nice sign. And I looked over and seen the Georgia boy sign. It caught my eye, so I went over there, hey, and I started interviewing them. And, you know, when I interview somebody and I put their stuff up on the Internet, it helps them get sponsored. Now, I would have never noticed them if it wasn't for the big Pirate 50 sign out in front of Bo Tomlin and Dale's place. And, you know, when you get people walking around an event, you never know who they are. I mean, I was at an event one day, looked around, and this guy's walking down through there, and he had the fancy silver gray hair. And I said, hey, how you doing? He said, oh, I'm Mr. Coors. I own Coors Light, Coors. And now they sold that to Miller Coors, but he's still heavily involved. He's a big money man. And you know, if you've got that sign sitting out there in front of your 20 by 40 or your 20 by 30 or whatever his base size is, he's going to say, hey, who's that? So you walk over and shake your hand. And I tell you, if Miller Coors decided they wanted to heavily sponsor your team, can you imagine what they could do if they gave you $3,000 a contest, got you a $100,000 motor home and a $25,000 cooker, and you'd have to wear those shirts? But, you know, Pirate 50 got their attention to start with. See? Now, that's the key. And once they got your attention, then got you that huge sponsorship. Small things like that is what makes the difference in barbecue competition. So make sure you get with Dale Wilson, Pirate 50, Janice, Jeff Up Wilson, is his wife, either one. If you can find them on Facebook, just get in touch with them there. They'll get you the phone numbers. Get your logo to Dale, and then tell him that, you know, you want a copy or an edition of his bird. I wish he started selling his bird with the Pirate 50 signs. The bird would cost as much as the sign. But he's got this cool bird that he had down at the competition that I really liked a lot. And just like Dale, the bird kind of told it like it was. He didn't mince words too much. He pretty much said whatever was on his mind. And that's part of being a pirate. And so get with Dale Wilson and try to get yourself a sign today. Now, we want to make a shout out to all our members. This is the Members Live Show, and everybody who's a member of Barbecue Superstars, this is your show to come on and talk about your industry, your business, what you got going on with your team, your company, or whatever you're doing. And now this week, Jim Burke gave me a call. Now, I put out, like last Friday, that I needed some more radio hosts for Monday. And I got about 20 replies back instantly. And hats off to everybody who did. And what we've decided to do is let Jim Burke from Killer Bees and Chris Chadwick from Hog County Cookers take Monday night. So what's going to happen is, at 7 o'clock, we're going to have Jim Burke come on. He's going to do an hour. He's already got barbecue. Now, Jim Burke's show is going to be a high-powered show. There's going to be a lot of big names come through on Killer Bees with Jim Burke Monday at 7 right here on Barbecue Superstars Radio Network. So it'll be the exact same way that you got on my show tomorrow at 7. You get on Jim Burke's show. And I'll tell you, the first guest he's going to have is going to be Bubba Q. Bubba Q is going to come on tomorrow night. And, of course, I mean, I think most of us were there when Bubba Q was in Brasstown Valley and swept every category and walked off with the and then I think we were all there when Bubba Q was at Waynesboro, Georgia. I forget the name of the contest, and he won the grand there, too. So, you know, it seems like Bubba Q is able to walk onto a lot of contests and just go in there and sweep it. But we got Jim Burke on the line now. What's up, Jim? How we doing today?
Hey, brother there. How you doing?
Man, doing good. Been missing you, bud. Hadn't seen you in a while. And How you been doing on all your contests lately?
We've been, me and my son have been doing a little fishing today and stuff. Did pretty good. I posted some pics on Facebook. But, yeah, I got an interesting show for everybody tomorrow night. You know, we've got barbecue already lined up. I've got actually Michael Harmon from Palmetto Smokehouse is going to call in. And Raymond Pulse with the Smokers, he's going to call in. We're going to try to get him online, get all three of them. I'm going to do an interesting show about people who compete on their own business, food industry. You know, me and my wife own Jammages, and we sell, you know, brisket and pulled pork down there. Even though it is more towards the sandwich shop, you know, we still do that. And I just want to get other people's insights on how they do it, how they, you know, prepare to compete and keep their business going. And, you know, we've got three different levels. Bubba's been got a very successful business, been doing it for 5 to 7 years. Palmetto Smokehouse, Michael Harmon, he just opened his up 4 to 6 months ago. And then you got Raymond Poor from Rescue Smokers opened one up in Ashburn, Georgia, called Rescue Smokehouse Grill. And they're actually opening up tomorrow night. So it'll be pretty interesting.
Oh, wow, they're going to open tomorrow night. They're going to be live on a radio show.
Well, I'm going to try to get him. I talked to Robbie and stuff. I'm trying to nail him down. But, you know, that gives us three facets of, you know, people who compete and stuff, what to look for. And, you know, hopefully we'll get some other people to call in to do it. You know, you got Natural Born Grillers that have theirs, Memphis Barbecue Company, and a few others. They're not alone by any means, but. You know, just I know all three of these guys, and they're fierce competitors, very good in every category you can think of. And, you know, just want to showcase them, get them a little time on the radio about their business and stuff. Hopefully some people on that listen to this radio when they're in their area, they go by and check them out.
Now, Raymond Poor and Robbie Royal just competed at Memphis in May. I did about an hour video of doing a whole hog prep. And their big-time competitors, Raymond Poor and Robert Royal, were at just about every contest this year that I've been at. And they don't play. You never know when Rescue Smokers are going to come out there and win it all. And it's really impressive to see that they've taken it another step now. How does it make you feel there, Jim?
I think it makes me feel good because, you know, just competing against these guys you know, in the barbecue world, you have your clique or whatever. But, you know, in Georgia, we do a lot of cooking on Thursday and Friday nights for all the teams to get together. We just started doing that, and it's grown to be something huge. And, you know, people like that bring what they serve in the restaurant over or whatever. But, I mean, it's, you know, well, like, you know, an extended family out there. And it's good to see, you know, people succeed in other ventures other than barbecue. But it's good to see your friends win a barbecue, too. So, you know, if you don't win, you want to see some of your buddies win. So, you know, kind of keep it in-house.
Now, here's a little fact that a lot of people don't know that I'll reveal to everybody. Barbecue, as far as what I was told now this past week, has only competed in 8 contests. And his score is somewhere around 2,200. He's still got 2 more contests to compete in. And if you, you know, you do numbers, that's almost 300 points a contest. And I think the number one person at KCBS, last time I checked, was 2,600. So Bubba Q is in striking distance of taking that number one spot from Tippy Canoe Crew. And it'll be interesting to see what happens when I think, will he be down in Greenwood this weekend?
Yeah, we could side by side last year in Greenwood, and he had a DQ of pork for something. In his pork box.
That's right. I remember that.
He's a great guy, and that's when I first really met Bubba was last year. And you know, people, you know, like, you get a good team like that. People think, well, you know, I can't approach him. I can't do this. You know, if most of these teams, they're not prepping. Or during their boxes and stuff, or actually in the cooking process, then we won't have to talk to people. You know, I mean, he came over, tasted our Anything Goes category last year, but it was very good, which we scored good in taste and stuff, but not appearance. But that's here nor there. But you know, he very fierce competitor. I compete against him a lot, more than I really want to. But you, like you said, he's got two more contests to get his full 10 in for the KCBS. And he's always a force to be reckoned with. I mean, he's, you know, worldwide. He can win any given contest, any given week. I mean, he's that caliber of a cook.
Yeah, you know, the big thing is, for me, is how hard to concentrate this week. Because, you know, Bubba, he lives the life. It's an everyday, you know, like he was telling us one day on the radio or somewhere that, you know, when he gets done with his contest, he goes back, he has to break down, clean up. But he's got these restaurants. And so the cycle of the restaurant, he only has a day or two to get everything set up in the restaurants for the next week, and then he's right back to trying to put his comp together. And but on some weekends, you know, I feel like, well, he took this weekend off. I wasn't too worried about it. But then the weekends where he decides, hey, I'm going to put my head down, this going to be, and then next, like, you know, the National Barbecue Cup last year, I was expecting with that crowd there for them to get Cool Smoke or somebody from out of town to win it all. Man, Bubba Q had that little black jacket on. His name was the last one called. Do you remember that?
Yeah, he was actually standing about 10 feet away from me when he won. So, I mean, I was glad. I mean, I was glad that Tuffy did well and everything. You know, I like people in this side of the country do well and in our contest. You know, Rock Gray did well. You know, he's my mentor. You know, it's a good thing. And, you know, another thing with Bubba, too, is, you know, I was talking to him. We're going to go over this some tomorrow night, too, is, you know, in order for him to do these things, you've got to hire the right people in your company. I mean, that's true with anything. And, you know, it's just, it's like, you know, I had to tell my wife, I said, you just got to kick the birds out of the nest, and they're just going to have to handle it, you know, because you can't do it. And he tried to do it all for a few years, and he's, man, I was just, he flat tell you, so I was going insane. So, you know, I know certain times of the year he gets really tired because he's competing a lot and his business and everything. So I know at the end of last year after one of the contests in November, he parked his rig. He said he didn't go into it till mid-January, end of January. He said he parked. I didn't even walk in the door. So, you know, I tell you right there, he was wore out. And, you know, you do this for many years as he has, and, you know, you just can't get away from it. You're living, breathing it every single day of your life. You know, it can get a little stressful. So, you know, yeah, he takes some vacations and stuff, and, you know, and he tries to unwind. So, I mean, that's a good thing. I mean, that's what keeps everything fresh.
Oh, yeah. Now, we noticed that Rod Gray was on Facebook this week, and he kind of is laying down the gauntlet again. He put out a statement with a big brisket on it with a big, beautiful knife laying on top of it that a lot of people think that he's gone and forgotten about, but he's getting ready to come back big. And I tell you, Rod Gray can really cook. And if there's one person I can point to who sort of has taken KCBS to the next level, when he won Team of the Year since then with these classes and these stuff that, you know, he's launched his own corner of barbecue. Barbecuebackyard.com is his. It's a lot of stuff he's done, and it's helped take KCBS, it's helped take a barbecue competition to the next level. And I know he had some sickness in his family that he was dealing with personally, and I think that's over with now. So do you look for Rod Gray to come out firing on all cylinders the next 6 months?
I really do. You know, I keep in touch with Rod, you know, through Facebook and, you know, email and stuff. I kind of come from smart ass, but, you know, he knows where I come from. And, you know, Rod, he's got a certain way of putting words a certain way to let you know, kind of put you in your place. But he is a people don't know a whole lot about Rod. He's not a real flashy guy. He kind of stays to himself a little bit because, you know, he's there. That's his job. And he's very methodical. He's very scientific with what he does. He's very precise. He is, you know, Tuffy's kind of like the mad scientist of barbecue, in my opinion. But I think Rod's the perfectionist when it comes to stuff like that. He's just got, you know, everything's to a T. You know, everything's on his timelines. You know, I mean, everything, even picking out your meat. I mean, when you take a class from him, you know it from start to finish. There's no questions that you haven't asked that he hadn't answered, you know, correctly, or, you know, the way he does it. He leaves nothing on the he leaves nothing behind. It's all out on the table. And he's a great guy. He really is. And people don't realize his background above, I mean, with him working with KCBS and all that stuff. Like you said, how much he does for this industry and this sport. I mean, it's just amazing. And, you know, he'd come on TV and say one thing about a rub, and they'll have a, you know, 5-6 times the normal order the next day. So it's like EFA. You know, when Rod speaks, you need to listen.
Yes. Yeah, and I tell you, he knows what he's talking about. He's not a person of many words that, you know, it really doesn't make much difference what they say. Because when Rod opens his mouth, you can put the bank on it. It's dead on. That is the way it is. And you may as well write it down. That's the way it's going to be. You know, I've referred to him before as the mayor of barbecue. I wouldn't say he's the governor, but he's definitely the mayor. And a lot of people look to him for leadership. And my hat's off to him. You know, he's one of the individuals that has been able to come out and get enough sponsorship to live, breathe, and work barbecue competition. And because we've had such a quality person in Ron Gray doing that, he has taken KCBS. And, you know, folks, I got to say, man, I've tried to back all these other sanctioned bodies, and I hope they all do well. You know, but I got to say, man, Jim, I think you could echo this. KCBS kicks ass. And that's a saying I've been saying now for the last about 4 months because of a couple incidents that has happened. But KCBS is the most professional, well-organized competition sanctioning body that's ever been formed. And, you know, do your state sanctioning body. Give it to your buddies and make one up. And I challenge every state, they need to have their own so they can do a few on their own and kind of get together and have a friends crowd on some Friday nights in their own private competition. But when it comes to big-time contests and measuring where you're at, KCBS is where it's at. And how do you feel about that, Jim?
I mean, I agree. If you look at where they were, say, 8 or 10 years ago, you know, with their enrollment, you know, people joining KCBS, it was like 300 or 400 people. Now there's like 9 or 10,000 people that are, you know, members of KCBS in 10 years. I mean, I don't know what percentage that is, but you know, in the South, we call it a buttload. But you know, it's just growing leaps and bounds, and I think people are realizing that, you know, it's probably the most fairest competition because of the way they do the blind judging and everything. It gives you 4 meats to cook. So, you know, if you bomb in one, you can place in the other 3 and still win grand. So it gives you a chance to redeem yourself on a particular meat category. You know, a lot of these organizers, which we're going to touch base, you know, Monday night too, hopefully someone will call in. You know, they put on just a hell of a contest, you know, between the prize money and the way to take care of the cookers. I mean, these organizers are realizing, you know, we need to take care of these cookers because that's what draws the crowd. You know, you get these big names like Lotta Bull, Bubba Q's, Smoking Triggers, Pellet Envy, Cool Smoke, you know, maybe throw Killer Bees in there or whatever, you know, bring some attendance there. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yeah, you know, I've made that point many times on the radio is it's not a competition until the big-time cooks show up. And the reason is everybody in the country, all the way from Washington State to Maine to Key West to where I was in New Mexico in Artesia, they want to measure themselves against those named cookers. If they're not there, they can't measure themselves. But when they are there, you'll see that everybody in the area, sometimes from out of state, will make their way to that competition so they can measure themselves against the absolute best. And that's what happened in New Mexico. There was people that came from Texas because they found out that Johnny Trigg was going to be there. Of course, he took them all to school. And 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 he had a gun in his boot and his wife on his arm, and he went up there and got the grand championship trophy. But you know what? They all got measured. And I'm going to make a shout-out to everybody in New Mexico and Texas and around that area who competed. Folks, go to Pit Bulls Up and Smoke Online Barbecue School as a place of reference to start. You don't have to travel. Buy that school to get you started. And then as you compete and go on, take Rod Gray School, Myron Mixon School. Those are two of the best schools in the whole country. And then I think Johnny Trigg might have one, and he just took you to school, so take his school because he obviously knows what he's doing. And, folks, there are educational systems available to you to make yourself better, so when these big names come in there, you'll at least have some kind of chance. And Killer Bees, now, I mean, I know you've been through it too before, and but you beat him a few times, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. You know, we took Reserve Grand up here in Evans, which is, like I said, a mile and a half from my house, so it's kind of home turf to me. And, you know, missed Grand by half a point, but I give my hats off to Two Old Men and Grill. They've been on fire. But, you know, we had Cool Smoke, Lotta Bull, and Johnny Trigg, and Munchin' Hogs at the Hilton, and Pork Barrel Barbecue, and Fatback's Rib Shack, and on, Holy Smokes, Chatham Artillery, I mean, Wicked Q, I mean, the list goes on and on up here. I mean, we had, you know, 76, I think, teams up there. So, you know, for Bobby to beat us by half point, we beat Thick and Porkers by about a point. I mean, they're getting their groove back in. You know, they're going to be a tough team to beat. You know, it was a real tough contest. So, yeah, I mean, you know, when you start competing against these teams week in and week out, this is any region, you know, even out in the Midwest, whatever, you know, get to where you beat up on each other so much. With Georgia, with us having one competition each weekend, you know, we see these guys week in and week out. When you start getting out in the Midwest, you know, they may have three in Kansas, two or three in Missouri, one or two in Iowa, and a couple in Oklahoma. You know, on any given weekend, they're kind of spread out a little bit more, which is what we're hoping will happen, you know, in the next few years around here because, you know, Georgia's putting on a few more competitions. South Carolina's hopefully going to be getting a few more, North Carolina. So hopefully these teams will spread out. Because, like I said, you know, when you got your Pit Bulls and Wicked Q's and Bubba Q's and Q and Stewing and Brewing and everybody, I mean, you're competing against these guys week in and week out. So it's like nobody can really get a good head start, you know, whereas some competitions you might have eight legitimate teams that could take it, and then you have 20 fillers. Well, here you have 25 legitimate teams week in and week out that can take it, and maybe about 10 or 15 fillers.
the level of competition on the East Coast is unrivaled, isn't it?
Well, I think it's down to where, in my opinion, it's really ballooned on the East Coast. You know, it's been going in, you know, the Midwest for so long. You know, they get a percentage of teams each year to come in. But just the new teams since I've been in it, I just completed my first full year from Boss Hog to Boss Hog this year. And I had a great year. And it was my first full year. I did 24 contests. And, you know, we did very well. Of course, Rob helped me out a good bit. And, but, you know, it was, you know, just competing against these guys week in and week out. It's just level of competition that just blow your mind. And, you know, when people come from the Midwest or up north and everything, they start dealing with competition around here, you know, they're in it, but you look at what BBQ did, you look what, you know, Pit Bulls did at Tupelo. You know, we're a force to be reckoned with, the Georgia teams.
Yes.
And just because our scores don't show we're in the top, you know, 20, believe me, you know, we can take any contest any given day anywhere in the nation. And,
that's right.
You know, and, you know, there's quite a few teams in Kansas. It's just spread out a little bit more. And I'm not bashing Kansas teams or Iowa teams or Texas or Oklahoma or anything.
No, everybody's equal in it. I mean, everybody's got an equal chance and everybody's equal good, you know.
They've got more contests out there. So, right. You know, they're not, you know, they're, you know, you won't see much hogs at Hilton, Butch Barbecue, and Pellet Envy going week in and week out head-to-head. It just doesn't happen. You know, they've got
pigs. Oh, I see
they're
what
all,
you're saying.
Yeah, I'm saying they're in different contests. So,
oh.
And it for a reason, oh. You know, your main reason is to get to the jack. And that's understood. If I could find contests or other teams could find contests that they could go to that they're not going against, you know, 20 top teams, they're going against 10 or 12, then you know, your odds are greater. And, you know, you've got a better chance of getting your grands to go to the Jack Daniels. And that's what everybody's, you know, year project is, do that. Now, I think Bubkey needs two more grands, and I think two of them in the grill need two more grands to be automatically qualified. So Bubba always does very well up there in Greenwood. So he's going to have his sights on winning that, and it's going to be tough to beat him. Plus, he's got a vendetta for last year. So, you know, that's still a chip on his shoulder. So I know he wants some redemption, and, you know, I look for him to be in the top three or four, easy.
Wow. Now, I believe we've got Finger Lickin' Tailgate going, and they're going to take over Thursday night at 7:30. Now, we'll have barbecue shop talk on from 7 to 7:30, but then at 7:30, Finger Lickin' Tailgate is going to bring on our first tailgate and radio show we've ever done. And what's going on there, Finger Lickin'?
How you doing, Darryl?
Hey, good to hear from you. You ready for this weekend?
I'm looking forward to this weekend. First time competing over in Greenwood. And I'm ready to see what it's going to be like.
Well, we got a first-time competitor on the line, Jim. You got any words of wisdom?
I've talked to Jamie on the phone a little bit. Yeah, all I can say is buck up, because it's going to be a rough ride. It's a good one to, you're doing backyard.
Yeah, we're doing backyard this time around.
That's a very good choice, because, I mean, the level of competition is, you know, to get your feet wet. I didn't have that luxury in the backyard. I jumped into pro right at the beginning, got my butt kicked quite a few times before I settled down and got the ball rolling in the right direction. But, you know, all it is, you know, you have to do your practice cooks. You have to get your times down, your temperatures down, everything down. You know, do some practice runs on the, plating and stuff like that. Do an actual competition cook when you're going to do it. And if you do that, you mark your times down, get your little spreadsheet or put it on a piece of paper or a board or whatever and mark down what you need to do when. Because I'm going to tell you, in competition, you're liable to skip one or two things. I do it every now and then. Several other people do it. You know, so having to just go over even the minor details, just be very, you know, focused on your first competition, and you'll do fine.
Well, I think one thing that's prepared me is just like you're saying with the basically like the check sheet and all the fine details. With me doing tailgates, I get to rehearse that week in and week out doing the tailgate thing, because I'm going to tell you, I'm pretty picky when it comes to my setup. So I got a lot of practice with that, and, you know, I've been doing my practice runs as far as the cooking goes. I did one this past weekend that went exceptionally well, and I've been working on my own rub, and I already have my own sauces, and I think I got a rub. I'm interested in seeing how it's going to do for my ribs, and I'm looking forward to seeing how it's going to go. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm just going to have a good time and take it as it comes.
Well, these competitions, you know, you got to take it serious, but you also got to have fun. There's lightning thoughts, you have too much fun, and then, you know, you lose your cook or whatever, you take it too seriously and you don't enjoy it. You know, it's like, you know, go around and meet some teams and, you know, get your picture taken with them, you know, Johnny Trigg or Mike Davis or Bubba or whoever. You know, and get your feet wet, you know what I'm saying? Just have fun with it, you know. And all you got to remember is it's just barbecue. Just cook good barbecue, and, you know, it'll fall where it falls.
That's right. That's kind of the way I'm taking it. I'm taking this one as a learning experience. You know, I've done the tailgating competition. I've done one barbecue competition, and, I mean, I've come in second and third in the two that I've done, third in the tailgate, second in the barbecue competition I did. So I'm interested in seeing what's going to happen. I mean, you know, I understand that it's a long road. It ain't nothing given to you in cooking, but I enjoy it. I take it as a not just a hobby, it's a passion of mine. I've been doing it since I was, you know, 5, 6 years old. I mean, so I really enjoy it.
Well, that's what it's going to take. You know, if you got a passion, even though it's a hobby for, you know, 90-95% of us out there, you know, it's a very passionate hobby. You know, trying to get too carried away with it. Sometimes I might do that. My wife will have to tone me down a little bit. But, you know, it's, I don't know, it's just a very rewarding feeling when you go up and you get your name called. It's like, you know, damn, I did something really good. You know, somebody else really does like my food or, you know. It's something you're going to take pride in. And so, but like I said, main thing is, you know, just try to have fun. Come by and see me up there. I'm towards the back end of the thing by choice. And, but, yeah, come by and talk to me. I'm going to be up there Thursday night, you know, setting up and stuff. So I'll be there all weekend. But
I won't get there until Friday after right around lunchtime.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do want to get up with you. I'm talking on the phone and being on the air and all. I want to get up and meet you. And, you know.
Well, I've learned that place up there, especially with 80 teams, going to be 80 plus teams. That's not mm-hmm. included. I don't think including the backyard teams. You know, it's tight quarters up there. So, you know, I've got a 30-foot trailer I got to squeeze in there. So I know. My buddies picking porkers are gonna be next to me, and Wayland's Wickedly Good Q and Midnight Burn. They're all gonna be right around us. We've known each other for, you know, a year or two, and you know, we just get some really close friends. And so, you know, we're all in one little square area right there, which I'm really gonna enjoy. But you know, yeah, come by and see me. You know, like I said, I've learned to get up there on Thursday evening. Our past sites have been so in the middle of everything, it's just been a cluster. So I told my wife this, I'm not going up there at lunchtime on Friday. Yeah, that was my rig. I got to get in earlier. But Greenwood really does. I mean, they accommodate the cookers. I'll give Charlie that. They do a very good job on accommodating the cookers. They take care of the cookers very well. You know, they line up some good bands and stuff. You know, it's a really good contest. Very few of them out there are not very good. I can put it to you that way. Most contests we go to week in and week out, they're really trying to make sure the cookers are taken care of. And you know, if it's a first time event, they don't really know. They take suggestions from cookers who've been to several of them. And you know, a lot of these organizers, they'll go to other events and see how they run behind the scenes and everything before they even do one. So I think, you know, just doing that, doing your research on that, really helps these events and the organizers run a whole lot smoother, and the cookers will want to come back and cook next year. I mean, last year we had 67 up there, I think. This year we got over 80. I mean, that's 15, 20 more teams, for all I know, that's going to be up there. So it's phenomenal on the amount of team participation that's going from one of these events to the other from one year to the next.
Now, Any idea what the temperature is going to be this year?
They're saying somewhere between snow and hell. No. you won't have to worry about hell for this weekend, I can tell you that.
When I checked it yesterday, it was saying low 90s. So.
Oh, good. Well,
but
there's
also
an
outside chance of thunderstorms also.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
They put that on the website today where I email that, you know, there's, you know, anywhere from 40 to 60% chance of afternoon thunderstorms. You know, when they pop up there, they come, you know, hot and heavy. I don't think it's going to be as bad as Covington up there with tornadoes, but, you know, they come up there pretty quick. So they're reminding people to strap everything down pretty tight, you know, make sure they keep their canopies held down. You know, they've even got a little storm shelter set up over there that's in the basement of one of the buildings. So, you know, you can get plenty of warning. And nowadays with cell phones, you keep checking weather. You know, you're going to get – the barbecue community out there is going to take care of one another. They're going to let you know when things are coming up. So, you know, I've got a brother that lives in Plum Branch. He'll watch the radar and stuff. If he hits them, he'll call me up and let me know. So, you know, it's – Yeah, they said anywhere from 88 to 93, so who knows? We don't. That's, and, you know, they say that's the hottest thing. I think last year on the pavement it was 105 degrees. So, it's stifling.
Have you got a camper you're going to bring Jamie, or are you just going to have your Tempa tents?
No, we're actually fairly lucky. We got a local business there that the guy who I'm barbering with, me and him teaming up with this, his brother owns a business there, Turner's Jewelry, and we actually have access to going in there and getting rest, plus our tents. So we're not gonna bring a camper this time.
Okay.
Just because we happen to be set up pretty close to that store.
So basically, you're roughing it.
Yeah. So
that's good. You got a stable building you can go into.
Yeah. I mean, it just happened to be the luck of the draw on that, as far as being close to that his place. And I'm not even familiar exactly with our spot, because it was set up with my partner's email on this one. So, but yeah, we're gonna be able to catch shelter in his business if something goes wrong. But I look forward to this weekend.
Jim, any word on where Daryl's at? Where my son's at?
You know, I gave it to Tuffy, and Tuffy gave it to Serial Griller. So I have to call Mark Breen and see where it's at. You can put it out on Facebook, either him or Nikki Morris, about, you know, who they gave it to up there in Covington. But I know he had it in Covington. And
okay.
I'm not sure he's – Roger may know – with Picking Porkers, but because he was up there too, he was like cooking next to him, whatever. So somebody, I'll ask Roger this weekend, see if he knows, or I'll message Mark Breen and see who he gave it to, and see if they can get it to where we can keep up with it.
Now I was supposed to potentially go to Oklahoma City, and the organizer was going to give me some money to travel out there, and I was going to shoot their first year event. I know that Pirate 50 is going, but I don't know what happened to him. He kind of disappeared on me, and so I hadn't heard nothing back. We're supposed to go to Chicago tomorrow. We're going to do a one-day event. It's a fundraiser. There's going to be 32 NFL players up there in Chicago, and most of the 1985 Super Bowl team will be there. Jim McMahon will be there, Mahon or whatever his name was. And we're supposed to interview them and shoot that whole event. So hopefully that'll happen. We'll leave tomorrow, and then we'll be back on Wednesday. And hopefully on Thursday, if OKC doesn't come through, we'll be down in Greenwood, and we'll have to come by and see old Jim Berg. And by the way, Jim, I wanted you to, if you would, use your phone and broadcast the results in Greenwood, because if I'm there, then I can help you and get you through your first time. And what will happen is, what I'm hoping will happen is, Jim, on Saturdays when you're at an event, you can do a radio show with live results where you're at, and then where I'm at, I'll just shoot it, and I'll put it up live results on the website, and we can start doing two competitions instead of one. What do you think about that?
That'd be pretty cool, because I'll be in Spruce Pine the following weekend. That's the SBN event, and that'd be a pretty good thing. You know, SBN has a bad habit of not posting results and stuff like that, and people want to know and, you know, kind of be in the know. So, you know, me and Chris from Ultimate Tailgaters, we're going to be going up there to do that one. Looks like it's going to be, you know, it's a smaller contest, but it looks like the scenery is just going to be awesome. So I'm kind of excited about going to that. It's up and up. Appalachian Mountains up in North Carolina, so it's going to be a really nice scenery. I'm going to take lots of pictures, and hopefully I can do a live broadcast there on the results there, and maybe start doing some of these SBNs on there too.
Yeah, sounds great. Southern Barbecue Network, a pretty exciting little network there. They got some great teams and great leadership there in their board and everything, and trying to keep a Southern tradition going, and we support the Southern Barbecue Network 1,000,000%. Good guys over there and everything. And well, how's Chris Palmer doing? I hadn't heard from him in a while.
Well, he just got back. He, of course, he's a South Carolina UFC fanatic. I don't know of anybody else around. I mean, 2 weeks out in Omaha, Nebraska, covering you know, the World Series and stuff. And he sent me a link. He was, I was actually down doing the cooking thing down at Fireside, one of my sponsors here in Augusta, Fireside Outdoor Kitchens and Grills. And he sent me a text when I was down there, and it had Smoking Guns restaurant catering business right there. He said he was eating there. So I got him a few choice names and stuff, and I had him get me some rub before he left. And and I said, tell Linda, I said, hey, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she knew exactly who I was, and he got to talk to her for a little while. She got to talk to him also, and got to talk to Phil. And he said, great people. He said they fixed to open up a huge restaurant right next door to him. And, you know, move over there because they, you know, that's what barbecue is. It's, you know, if you got good barbecue, they'll come in and eat it. And I think barbecue lovers are some of the most loyal restaurateurs you'll find. If they love your barbecue, they're not going to go anywhere else.
That's right.
Know? So I think they're the most loyal customers. And, you know, and all you're going to do is increase business. If you got good food, they're going to come back week in and week out. And, you know, we've proven it. We sold out a brisket last week at 11:30 in the morning. Never done that. And so now I got to cook more briskets for this Friday. So, you know, it is what it is. I enjoy doing it. You know, I like the reaction people get. And, you know, when you do these local contests around here, they come out and support you. And, you know, and that's it's a really good feeling.
It is, you know, the love of barbecue, and you know, barbecue makes people happy. You don't see many people get a big rack of ribs or a brisket or anything else. And I tell you who makes people happy with barbecue, and that's finger licking tailgating. Now, folks, the thing about finger licking tailgating is not just the great food, which Jamie's a big fella himself, but they lay out a spread that, you know, you can get 15 different items at least 3 inches high on your plate if you could fit it, because he's got that much food out there. But, but man, they got a show. And, Jamie, you still on here? Oh, he dropped off. They got this guy who sings the chicken, and he'll sing the national anthem and the Carolina fight song and all that stuff. He'll do it like a chicken. And, I was going to ask Jamie who in the world that guy was, but the show part of finger licking tailgating is just unbelievable. And so if we could get him now, if we could get him hooked up on the barbecue side where he can go out and cook competition championship barbecue on the finger licking tailgating thing, that's really going to be something over there. And well, Jim, it's about few minutes till I'm gonna play some music, but just give everybody a shout out about your show tomorrow at 7, and let everybody know where you intend to go with your big radio show.
Well, we're gonna cover the aspects of barbecue and competition style and restaurant style. So, like I said, we have barbecue. Definitely, we'll have Michael Harmon from Palmetto Smokehouse. Hopefully, Raymond Poor, if you're out there listening. You'll get a chance to call in tomorrow night. You know, I want to give a shout-out, of course, my main brothers, which is Don Adams and Bo Tomlin from George Boers. I want to give a shout-out to Fireside Outdoor Kitchen and Grills. Definitely Royal Oak. They are the charcoal of choice for Killer Bees and Pit Bulls and George Boers and several other teams out there, Two Old Men and a Grill. So, you know, we're pleased to have them on board. And also a shout-out for Memphis Grills and my brand-new TNT smoker from Southern Q Smokers. It's painted bright orange. We nicknamed it Old Smoky. And it will be in action for the first time in a competition up at Greenwood. So looking forward to using my new piece of equipment up there. Thanks to Tim and Scott for donating it to a Killer Bee Cause, and hopefully we'll get you some sales out of it. And if you want a quality gravity-fed smoker that has countless grams and reserve grams in the short time it's been around, and it's not an expensive smoker, So very doable. And, you know, give them a call. They will really hook you up.
Yeah, a couple good guys. We've heard a lot of good things about them and their personalities, and they stick behind the product. I know that a lot of people that have went and had other things done to their cookers after they had them bought, and them two fellows stuck behind it and did what they were supposed to. So you can't beat anybody who's got great customer service like that. So we did an interview. We've actually got them on our website. I think I got Tim on there. And get in touch with Southern Q Smokers. And the thing about it is, folks, they're a little less expensive. And it'll give you an opportunity possibly to easily or buy insulated cooker, because insulated cookers are the future. And, you know, you get that TNT, you put your barbecue guru on there, and you can set it and forget it for at least 10, 15 hours, and then get your cook on. Because I tell you, when you got to keep running back to that cooker and looking at that thing to check your temperature, plus if you can't get it even, you know, some of these offsets, you know, unfortunately, we're talking about 50, 60, 70-degree difference from one side of the cooker to the other. And, you know, 20-degree difference, big deal. You get up there, 70, 100-degree difference, you know, you just can't operate like that, not in a championship cook. So with a TNT, a little less price, but a good quality product, get in touch with them and get an opportunity to get in that category where you can get some sleep at your next competition. So a lot of grands won, 14 teams out of 30, 19 teams out of 40, even situations where 20 out of 30 all had TNTs. And then on the weekend, have as many as 5 to 10 teams win grands across the country on a TNT smoker. Now, folks, that ain't nothing to turn your nose up. That's a lot of people who were able to get it and then got out there and kicked it. So, plus, you know, before we go now, if you go to the website under wood, you'll see Killer Bees Barbecue Wood. And how can somebody go about buying a pallet of oak or some fruit wood, or how can they get some of your wood there, Jim?
Well, they can email me at james_berg@comcast.net, or they can call me at 706-306-9890. We do use it in competitions in our TNT smokers. Like Daryl said, it's a high-quality smoker at an affordable price. It will not break your bank. I promise you it will not. It's less expensive than you really think. And like you said, they stand behind their product. And these newer models that come out, they did a couple little minor details to them. And that old Smokey, she's doing really well. She cooked perfect every time I've done a practice cook on it, and like I said, it's rolled up in my trailer. It's been in there for 2 weeks. It's ready to roll.
I tell you what else, they've got some new ones out too. They got some big-time cookers that they have worked at. We was in Columbus, Georgia, and he had this great big cooker out there. I was really impressed with it. So it's not only some of the smaller models. They've got some big ones. I believe Scott from the shop could probably get that welder out and build you anything you want. If you want a 53-foot tractor trailer, I believe that boy could probably put some cookers on there and a flat put out some barbecue. And you know what? You get it a little less expensive than maybe somewhere else. So custom models are available, and we support TNT 1,000%. Well, we're going to head on out. We've had a fan, as always. Killer Bees Jim Berg always makes a wonderful show. He's just a wonderful guy. And folks, we need to all support Jim Berg and Killer Bees, because he has a way of uniting the whole barbecue community. And, you know, I challenge you this Thursday or Friday, if you're a team going out to Greenwood, buy some special meat, buy a side dish, get some potatoes or coleslaw or baked beans or something crazy. You know, we like crazy food, too. Now, Jim did a video with me of some gumbo that was just outlandishly good. You know, get you a side dish, and then Friday, I don't know what time y'all usually eat on Friday, but jump in there with Jim and get in on the Friday meal that they're developing, and everybody get out there and eat, have a good time together, and What time, Jim, do y'all expect to eat on Friday?
Usually it's about 7, 8 o'clock. It depends on the anything goes up there. You know, that 8 o'clock might put a little damper in it up there, but we might try a little earlier. You know, we'll have Two-O-Man Grill, Pitbull, Chatham, Holy Smokes, Pig and Porkers, Midnight Burn, Barbecue, you know, just anybody will come up, Blue Bloods, all of them. Smoke This, everybody. Smoke This will be vending, so I don't expect them to be there, but usually Smoke This at these events. They really put out a spread. We cooked next to them at Shelby last year, and breakfast that next morning, it rivaled any restaurant. It was just, they cooked it all in their pit. It was impressed. I was very impressed. So that's kind of people barbecue folks are. You know, we look out for one another.
Wonderful so guys, chance, man. Go ahead.
Get a chance to come by, and you know, if we're outside, come by and say hello. Don't be afraid, and you know, we'll always look for new teams. And most of these teams out there will help the new teams. You know, not give away the secrets, but they give you some pointers. So come by and look for Daryl. I'll have him up on my trailer. And make sure you join Barbecue Superstars. It's going to be a fantastic array of barbecue cookers and friends and fans when it's all said and done.
It is. I tell you, I was thinking today, you know, I've come so far in about 22 months. Can you imagine 10 years from now, we will be a barbecue team support system, and hopefully we'll be able to bring back some big-time money. Just for everybody out there, so you know, we're working on live television now. I want to take this thing to the next level. And, you know, you never know. Some of these big teams on Friday night, on the good hours, like from 3 to 4, 3 to 5, some of these hours before they get into their cook, we'll have them out there being live stream sportscasters because I've got to start bringing this thing to television. So we can take it to the next level, because as soon as we get television on this barbecue circuit, this thing's going to explode and everybody can ease up because the money's going to come. We'll get some big sponsorships. For the teams who've supported Barbecue Superstars, you're never going to have to worry. You're going to have plenty of money, plenty of assets, and plenty of material to work with, because we're going to make sure that the people who supported us are going to be out front on the television network. And then you're going to be the stars. You're going to be the one people are looking for. And hopefully we can get these big money sponsors in behind you where, hey, quit your job, make $1 million a year, and let's make it into NASCAR. I mean, that's where we're headed. But, you know, I want to give a thank you to KCBS, to Carolyn Wells, Gary Wells, and the KCBS team for building this structure for us. And they've done some wonderful work. And Mike Peters, you know, Mike Peters – I don't feel like gets enough credit, because you know what, folks? He's all over the country every single week. Man, I was in New York City. He's out on the center of the street with people walking up to him on the street, cabs going both ways. He set up out there promoting KCBS, and that kind of hard work has what brought KCBS to this huge point that it's at now, and we want to keep putting television on it until everybody can make a good living, because television – we'll sell everything. Well, we appreciate everybody coming by now. I'm going to play this song for Bubba Q. He was on the show after he won the National Barbecue Cup, and I played it for him. And, you know, I know I should brag on everybody, and I brag on Jim, but I got to brag on Bubba Q every once in a while, because, you know, from the Southeast, he's one person that, you know, when he pulls out there and he means business, it don't matter who they bring from the West Coast, from the central part of the country, Texas, New England, bring them all down. Bubba Q's got something full. So here we go. And this song here is for Bubba Q. I hope you all have a great night.
She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. bad, bad to the bone. I broke a thousand hearts before I met you. I'll break a thousand more, baby, before I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone, bad to the bone. Fire the ball. Woman beg, and I make a good woman steal. I make an old woman blush, and I make a young girl squeal. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad, bad, bad to the bone.
This has been a Barbecue Superstars Network production.